So, compared to other agencies, that's not too often. I'll be best to see reserve plan on the house floor.
Yeah, the house floor. Yeah, a roll.
So,
how much is that thing? To the premises, I don't
know. If there's anybody there to afford that.
All right, so okay, we found that. Right, so you're going to just throw it out and do your school recovery. So if you don't have a therapist, no.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to the Joint Township 2026 budget presentation for the ALPR. I'm going to call the meeting to order. And why don't we stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance here? This is what we usually do today, but I can't hurt you doing it. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America, and one nation indivisible.
Thank you. We are going to, this is a time where we have a joint budget. We have all the town municipalities invited to take lunch and look at the 20 proposed 2026 budget. I guess turn it over to Mr. Tilley. We want to kind of give a little background and then we'll jump to a presentation, summary presentation from Mr. Ball. That works for you.
Sure, that I can tell you that the charter provides for the procedure that the commission follows in adopting a budget, preparing and adopting a budget. And so this is this meeting tonight is one of the steps that the charter mandates. And I think that the chief has probably had a slide for that. It shows the charter amendment, the charter language, the requirement. So I don't think I need to do any more than that. I don't want to take any time that the chief will need in order to explain the budget, which is what we always do.
Okay. You're right. Thank you. See ya. You got the trailer last month, and this is the real deal. This is the full.
Not knowing which way the commission, the pension board was going to go, tonight we killed a lot of trees in preparation of the documentation here tonight. So we had presentations ready for 5.5, 6, and 6.5. So appreciate the decision you folks made. So a real quick agenda here this evening. And what we hope to accomplish this evening is we're going to review the draft operational budget. We're going to review the draft capital improvement plan. And then I know we're kind of limited on time here this evening because of the way everything happened. So I'm hoping that we get at least to the little bit of the year to date because, as you see right here, as Walt mentioned, we are required charter agreement to not just provide a budget at this time, but also to also present an annual report. We chose to do a year to date for 2025 because you guys actually get an annual report from us every year. So we were prepared to do a year to date. By the way, I would like to thank Mark Hodgkinson for taking the time out of his schedule. We did meet a week or so ago. All three township managers and I met and reviewed this budget together and thought that was a really great meeting, and I appreciate their input. At the end of the day, though, there was no real concerns expressed, so hopefully we feel the same way this evening. So as you're looking through the budget form that we gave you for the 6.0 rate of return, I just want to call your attention to a couple line items that you'll see. Mark, did you get the slides? And
no, that was good.
You sure?
Yeah.
We have extra. We want school. You know, as is the case every year, this draft is still kind of a work in progress because we have some things that we have not discovered yet. For instance, our health insurance rates, we went off of recommendation from our insurance representative because we won't get them until 30th this month. Of course, we had the pension costs that were just adjusted based on the decision made here this evening. One of the other things that I'll point out to you right away, and I'll mention this later in the presentation, is the big difference to this budget over the prior year's budget is we are not counting, because we have not received any notification, we're not counting on any federal grant money that we've had the last 2 years. We had an AFG grant that was had a two-year performance period, so we were showing that as both income and expenses in the last 2 years. We have the application out. We just haven't heard anything yet, so we're not making any assumptions about that. So so I'll bring your attention once again to line item 518, and that, like I said, that's the health insurance costs that we're basing that off the recommendation of our insurance representative from the insurance co-op at this point in time. Line item 519. Has been adjusted based on that 6.0% rate of return. You'll see a slight increase in costs under line item 522, and that's just a normal cost adjustment. We've held those costs pretty well for the last 7 years, but you know, increasing in prices for goods and services is catching up to us as well. In line item 523. You will see an increase in uniform costs. And a lot of that has to do with just normal wear and tear. This year, we had one shift that did a full-out uniform inspection and replacement process, and it was a lot. So we still have two shifts to go. And also included in that is the need for a replacement turnout gear storage rack at station 89-4. Now, I will tell you that some of these were put into a grant application through Columbia Gas, so there again, we're waiting to hear from that. moving on, 525, professional services. We have some increased costs with audit preparation anticipated for next year and also the potential for some unresolved arbitration matters. So that takes care of the professional services increases. 527 under communications, we have increased that because we need to increase the speed at station 89.5 to accommodate both our Knox boxes and our records management system connections on the apparatus. When we upgraded the Knox box system this past year, we had basically went from standalone systems. Now it's a subscription-based system. We need to make connections there. And when we needed the increased speed at 89.5, we found out that the package we had was not even available any longer. It's that old. So we have had some increased cost with that. Insurance and bonding is our VFIS policy. We're experiencing a 5% increase in that. That's line item 530. 563 through 568, our utilities are remaining fairly stable. You will see an increase in costs with our trap service. We had a discussion with Mark, actually, about whether or not in the future with regard to the township agreement with whoever the trash service is, whether or not, since this is a township and a property, whether or not we can get that included in future agreements, save us a little bit of cost with that as well. Repair and maintenance of stations, that includes installation of a turnout gear extractor at station 89-4, because we don't have a turnout gear cleaning solution in Spring Garden Township at all. And that is actually about half the price of the total solution between the installation and the extractor itself. We have an agreement with Spring Garden Township Firefighters Relief Association that they would be willing to pay for the extractor itself as long as we took care of the modifications to the building for installation. Okay. Under apparatus maintenance costs, you'll see that we're up a little bit, but then again, we also have three pieces of apparatus that are pushing 30 years old. So, and with our apparatus order that we originally thought was going to start being delivered next year, pushed back to 2027, we need to keep those trucks on the road. Also, the balance of our previous apparatus purchase out of warranty, except for some minor, not minor, but except for a few items that we've been working on for some time that might still be covered by warranty. 582, you'll see that we're adding one item under subscriptions, and that is for our DMS software. That is a policy and procedure management tool that actually came very highly recommended from all of our police departments that we partner with, advising that that's pretty critical to effective policy management, especially in the wake of the accreditation process that we're in the middle of. So that cost there is not for the entire department at this point. It is more about for the command staff to get onboarded in getting our policies and procedures put in there to help us with managing them, revising them, and archiving them. Okay. So contract services is line item 583. And you might recall from my report the last 2 months, we've had a series of incidents with our email system being hacked. The first couple incidents were kind of non-consequential, if you will, other than the fact that somebody had access, but then we started seeing where they were actually capturing an invoice or two that was sent to one of the townships, and they're captured or a vendor, and they're capturing those invoices and making changes to the direct deposit information, trying to get paid for things that we should be handling. So we've been partnering with Dossio the last 2 months and have come up with some solutions, but obviously those solutions come with some cost to them. 584 is the last one I'll really mention is our training account, and that training for 2026 anticipates the possibility of potentially four new hires to replace existing personnel. No new hires are shown in this budget, but we expect the possibility to have to send four new hires to the academy in 2026. And as I mentioned, both income and expense lines this year are absent the AFG grant money that we've had in prior years. So moving on, with the 6%, you'll see the difference between our 2025 budget and our 2026, or our 2025 actual budget and our 2026 budget. And I'm sure somebody probably already looked at the back page, but despite the fact that we're under 1% increase in operational budget, that that missing almost $500,000 that we've had in the budget from AFG grant does it take the township municipal contribution a little bit higher than that. Okay. Just to keep you abreast of what our personnel versus operational cost comparison is, you know, we're at 86% in personnel costs. I anticipated 2026. How does that compare to prior years? In 2025, it was 82%. In 2024, it was 83%. And then going back to 2023, we were once again 86% of our budget is personnel costs. Municipal funding versus other revenues, we're at 92% municipal funded for 2026 in this proposed budget, 8% from other revenue. That does come out to roughly a 4.5% increase from the prior years through that AFG grant. I think it's worth mentioning that we do seek pretty aggressively alternate funding sources, most often in the form of grants. For 2025, we currently have outstanding applications submitted in excess of $1 million. In 2024, we applied for more than $1.5 million in grants. Many of those are smaller type grants. However, the AFG and SAFER grants, we do continue to apply for annually. There we go. All right. Just to paint a picture here with the pension expense, and this is based on the decision made tonight. Once again, we have three variations of this presentation rate. So pension expense, we're looking at 11% decrease in costs from 2025 to 2026, and I don't have to belabor that point other than just mentioning that that's based on all five plans that we manage as your period in progress. Health insurance and expense. Although our insurance representative told us to figure for a 9% increase for 2026, we also have several employees who are not on our plan, have foregone our plan, so it helps us realize an actual 2.2 overall increase. From 25 to 26. Every year I try to show something that tries to identify the value of regionalization. And since none of our charter townships pay for EMS, this is just comparing fire and police budgets for 2024, 2025, and then showing where we're at with 2026. This actually probably says more about the value of regionalization of police services than anything else. But it will be interesting looking at Spring Garden Township, where they're at for 2025 there. It'll be interesting to see what happens once they have a full year of regionalization underneath their belt as well. Okay. So your the capital plan. I want to touch base on this before we get to the total for each township. You'll probably recall that in 2023, we discussed an unplanned capital purchase to join the county bulk purchase of portable radios. All support parts expire in 2026. At that time, it was discussed that we were going to hold off on making any decisions or making any investment in the radios and really wait to find out if we could acquire funds through alternate means, such as grants. We have applied several times for the AFG grant. Like I said, we're still waiting on that. We've applied with support Spring Garden Township several times for the local share grant through Pennsylvania Gaming. Interestingly enough, the AFG grant that we currently have with the feds, they have to announce it by the end of September by law. They still haven't started to announce any grants. And the local share grant, we were originally told that the The CFA board that makes the decisions on the gaming grants was meeting today, so we hoped we would have an answer on that grant forthcoming. And when I checked the website this morning, I found out that the CFA board was canceled for today and they're not meeting again until November. So with the idea that we need to be prepared to replace radios in 2026, this was part of our discussion with the township manager when we met last week. And what we had done is we had shown them three options. We had asked Fulton Financial to present us, since they were willing to do it before, if they could give us an updated estimate on funding the radio purchase for a two-year period or for a three-year period. And in discussions with the township managers, all three of them were very consistent that with the idea of apparatus purchase looming in 2027, they were not interested in taking out a loan to pay for the radios. So that's why your capital plan that's in front of you right now doesn't show that cost being spread out over multiple years. Also here in the capital plan, just like we saw a little while ago, we continually have a few people telling us they have trouble with our online presence during meetings. So you also see an estimate of $40,000 there, and that's from DocsNet to upgrade the technology in this room, make our virtual presence for meetings easier for our citizens. And then looking ahead from 26 to 27, last year we showed the replacement of hydraulic rescue equipment in the 2026 budget. We pushed that ahead to coincide with the delivery of our apparatus, and that'll give us at least two more tries with grant money to have that taken care of. And then also for 2027, we're looking ahead at being able to see what's going on at all of our stations, both to protect our employees as well as increase the station security. So that's it for the capital budget. So the breakdown, like I said, 1%, less than 1% over for operation budget from 25 to 26. But with the takeaway of that grant money, we're at 4.5% operational increase for each of the townships. You'll see the unfunded liability reflected just like Charles and Jonathan were talking about there for Stransberry. No unfunded liability for Spring Garden and unfunded liability 126.29 for Manchester, and then the capital contribution that we're asking for the purchase of the radios, the total price there $553,500 divided by or divided out by the apportionment form. That's pretty much it for the budget side of things. I'm not sure how far you want me to get into the operation review, Mr. Raines, with only 5 minutes left, so we're not okay. Running late.
So if anyone has, I guess, probably you'll move ahead. If you have questions on the, anyone have questions on the budget or capital budget?
Sorry, yes, sir.
Last year, one thing in this grant area, these basically round numbers of 13% increase was our contribution last year. I'm correct in understanding that comparing apples to apples, if we took out that grant money from last year, our budget increase would have been more like 17-18%. Is that fair stated? We had counted that grant money last year.
Well, I'll just
say yes. Well, you're it would definitely would increase the intergovernmental revenue that we were counting, we didn't have that grant.
Last question is, the money that has been approved for the apparatus, where does that appear?
It does not. You'll see at the bottom of that that capital plan, I made note that since all three townships passed individual resolutions regarding their individual responsibilities, we were not showing that on the capital. Because it was the way it was left was each township can basically decide how they wanted to fund their portion. That we were not going to bill them for it, that we were just going to notify the township's staff when we needed payment. So that's how it was left when we went through that whole resolution process back in early 2024. Okay. And like I said, we're not expecting them, and the managers know this. We covered this when we met the other week. Everything right now is pushed.
I presume the other spring garden stuff, we're putting money in our own capital fund to build up to 27. So I assume Spring Spring and Manchester are similar. I don't know if you're putting up on each year. We're budgeting it yearly, and then we, you know, one question: the 27 capital. That'll be the next year's budget.
Yeah,
so that.
Yeah, that's just what we anticipated. Yeah, hopefully we can be possible. And once again, if we get, you know, fortunate enough to get some grant money towards radio purchase and stakes on it. There's absolutely one thing here that I wanted to share with y'all because I didn't see it yet. But you might remember from my report that last year the Springsbury Volunteers donated a pickup truck to us to use as a brush truck. This is something that we have never had in Springsbury Township, despite the fact that we have Rocky Ridge and we have the area down along Georgia Creek where we need to be able to reach. So, thanks to a LSA grant sponsored by Manchester Township, this is what that truck now looks like, and we've got a few finishing touches on it, but we've got a brush truck ready to wildland urban interface, as we'd say in the business. So with that, there's no other questions. I'm gonna end this so we can get along with the rest of the meeting.
Okay, are there any joint, this is time for joint board comments. Are there any other comments? I mean, we'll be here there on this community. Are there any public comments? Just because by either Zoom or, you see, no one's raising their hand or. Budget to all the townships for approval. So, motion and second. Any further discussion? Anything? No, we'll take the vote. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, there are motion to adjourn, and then we'll start our commission meeting shortly.
All right.
Okay, all in favor say aye. Meeting adjourned. Anyone need a break before we jump to the business meeting? Quick, a minute, a couple minute break. You want to celebrate that?
Thanks, Mark.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Was it? Did you? Okay. So, I was going to say that was going to be a little bit of 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 a little bit
Good evening. The commission meeting for September 16th, 2025. I'd like to start the meeting if you all stand with me and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you all. Welcome to the meeting. We have some important business here tonight. We have wearing in to do, so I'm going to let Chief Pop take it over and tell me if you want me up here.
Okay, we're fortunate to be able to, it's long overdue to swear in these two part-time Italian thieves. I'm going to introduce both of them and ask them to come forward with their pinner. I'm going to get you sworn at together. So the first up is part-time Italian chief Keith Rizzullo. Keith was born in Harrisburg, raised in Paxtonia. Started in fire service in 1986. He was a state fire academy instructor in 1992. Started working in Fairfax County Fire and Rescue Department in 1997 and just retired in 2024. Keith says we met some time ago when he taught ropes and rigging at the old Spring Station. That's got to be at least 20 years ago. Married to Linda for the last 19 years, lives in York Springs. He's been with us since early 2025. For all you fire truck buffs, he's the guy to see if you want somebody to build a rotary for you because he works for Eastern Fire Club. So, Keith, I'll ask you and Linda to come forward. And then I'm also going to introduce part-time Italian Chief Anthony J. Hoover. I got to say Jake because I knew him for a long time before I knew what his first name was. Presently, Chief Hoover is an education specialist for VFIS Education and Training. Been in the fire service since 1986. Retired from Montgomery County Fire and Rescue in Maryland. Prior to that, he was a senior paramedic at York Hospital as an ALS coordinator. He's qualified as a tactical EMS paramedic. He's a graduate of St. Joseph Paramedic Institute, has an associate's degree from HAC, a bachelor's degree from Liberty University, and he has done extensive teaching through HAC, PA Department of Health, WellSpan Health, and numerous other emergency services. And he will be joined this evening by his wife. So can you guys both and your spouses please come forward? First thing you're going to do is fix Mr. Rooney and get sworn.
Where would you like us?
I don't know where it picks up. I think it's picking up the okay here. Yeah. All right, I'm going to... Raise your right hand and stay after me. I say your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear, affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
Support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth.
Constitution of the Commonwealth.
And I will discharge the duties of Battalion Chief, York Area United Fire and Rescue with fidelity. And did I make it? Okay, awesome.
Okay. You think the too bad?
Yeah.
It's a great term. Wouldn't be an area you need to be a perpetual.
Thank you. That's yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Great. You can give them to me.
All right. So our next victim is
I still got boogers in my nose. Do you know how to get boogers out your nose?
Wait a minute.
I do.
You gotta remove them.
Weavers, remove this.
I don't care.
Can you get me to remove? All right, I'm good. Just a new one. Okay. Sorry, man.
Whenever we swear somebody in, I always ask them to kind of give me their own bio and tell me a little bit about themselves, tell me who's going to be paying them. Jesse left something very important to his bio. Only 3 years ago, had this skinny kid from Fraley come into one of the first essential programs that I ever taught.
Why did my wife leave me?
Something that I did would be best.
Anyway, 3 years ago, I met Jesse. He was my first student. So it's really proud. I was really proud when we were able to call him and offer him this job. Because I knew back then that he had a heart for the fire service. And not only has he excelled with us, but he's also excelled in climbing the ranks of his volunteer company and being a leader there for quite a number of years. So,
oh, well, still eat it. And now I'm going to eat the hot chili pepper. I wonder if it's spicy.
Presentation mode is everybody and the you know where presentation mode is? Mark won the
wow.
Yeah, she might have started station.
All right, well, Mr. Swanman's working on that. I'm looking wrong. Jesse's a lifetime resident of Fort County. He tells me that being a career fireman was always kind of put on the back burner for him. Thanks to the encouragement from his wife, Sarah, he can finally convince him to follow his dream. Jesse has a whole lot of family and a whole lot of friends present here this evening, and that's a testament to the kind of person that he is. I'm going to ask Jesse and Sarah to come forward right now so you can have his oath administered to him.
Here for me, I state your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And the Constitution of this Commonwealth, that I will discharge the duties of a firefighter, York Area United Fire and Rescue, with fidelity.
the duties of a firefighter, York Area United Fire and Rescue with the known.
York Area United Fire and Rescue with my desk.
Yeah.
So, that we announce that.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Congratulations, thanks, Mike. Welcome aboard.
That would be nice.
I guess kind of Lisa and Ken.
And sure, there's great. Yeah. Yeah.
My apologies for the technical problem. We have the names of these folks that have verified for job or gap, or we got to go one of them. Please be on the lookout for you. Okay, I guess this is the point where if folks want to stick around, you're welcome to. If you want to leave the meeting early, or not, if you got places to go, we understand. This is your opportunity. Otherwise, if you don't, we get the next 2 minutes from now. Anyway.
Well, some of the things that I've heard happening, you're lucky it's all worth it.
He's a great president, but he's a nice person.
Yes, we
are. So,
yeah, the next meeting started with referendum.
Okay.
So, you have to actually allow some people here as regular to have this other meeting.
Okay.
I did forget to mention that Desi just graduated from UC. He's continuing the tradition.
Okay. That discussion is thrown out. Aware of. Is there any public comment? I thought you had the folks on the earlier. Okay. Management attorney report. Mr. Philly, is there anything you have?
So we've been working on projects for the amendment to charter agreement. We'll be looking at tonight would be the ENA agreement as well as the mutual aid template agreement that we had discussed in the earlier commission meetings. And then finally, I looked over the agreement with the Grand Canyon University. And also investigated his background and where we get to that point in the meeting. I will give you information that you can use when that comes up.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for Liz and Tilly? That will come to you. Do you have anything to add in your report?
I do not.
You have questions or comments on the report?
I do, actually. Well, saw your comment. I think you mentioned earlier about the hacking of the system.
Yeah.
Does that explain some of the emails I got on my
personal
email draft that appeared to come from some of your staff?
Yes.
With invitations to open lines, which I didn't get.
Yes.
That is that.
Yeah. And it actually started last year where they were sending out emails that said they were from me or Joe. Or some of them even said they were Jay Van Pelt, who retired 5 years ago. But they were nonsense. That kind of subsided for a while. And now this latest one was sending out with, links. And like I said, We had a bunch of them. I think just the other day, Mr. Cox said that he got one that looked like it was from Springs Volunteers at yawfer.com, but we checked with Dossio and it did not come from our system. So somebody's getting addresses and I guess like sending phantom emails. But the most recent ones where they've hijacked invoices and things of that nature. We think we have it addressed with Dossio moving forward, but it's.
And then my other question, I saw something in this week's report. It looks like it was in response to my question the last time I was here about capital contributions originally made by each municipality. From what I can tell about what was provided, it looks like, although we're 100% sure, it looks like the market value of those Springs Ferry originally contributed was appraised $1.7 million. Manchester, the appraisal was $680,000. I didn't see anything for Spring Garden. Do we not have that with their original capital contribution in place?
You got that off the shared folder?
I don't think so.
That's where I got it. I have to look at that again. Give you a better idea. One of the things that we discovered when we did start looking at that is that there was a difference between what Springsbury Township contributed and what Springs Fire Company contributed, because to the best of our, what we can determine, the apparatus, with the exception of some SUVs, were actually owned and titled to Springs Fire Company, and that's what was contributed originally, whereas I don't think that was the case with Spring Garden. We've got to look, find some of that information here for you.
So I guess my original question, so I'm still curious. That was all I had. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have a question for Chief?
Before we go on, I want to welcome Mr. Long. Thank you for coming. I think you were here before. I did land last year, of course. But welcome back, and thank you for
the experience.
Well, in that matter, if I can just make sure everybody's aware that Mr. Miller had a death in the family, and that's why it's better. So keep his family in your thoughts.
Okay. Any other questions for Chief Hawk? We'll move on to accounts payable listing, July 31st, 2025. And can we do them together? If anyone objects, we can do them together for August 31st, 2025.
I'll move to refer to accounts payable agenda items A and B as presented.
Okay. The motion with a second.
Second it.
Any further discussion? See, now we'll take the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. No bids, proposals, or contracts. Any communication from commissioners? I just want to have one brief thing in the report. I noticed I was driving up 83 and I saw on the billboard the Lamar sign out of the one of the 10, I guess.
Yeah,
well, I want to kind of appreciate that. I think that really could have an impact. It brings some good things. So
I think the third time those billboards have proposed this, so those we've had out one time.
Yeah, the bigger number than
surprising how much feedback that we got from this time, being that it was the third time that it's been open, people were still taking notes.
Great idea. And the grants you've been applying for, I won't talk about each in detail, but I appreciate your efforts on that.
Well, when you say you get feedback, is that like the kind of feedback you want?
Oh, yeah. What's the purpose of the well? It's a recruitment billboard that Lamar, when they have the extra space, they charge us anything for it. We just have to say, hey, put it up again. And this time he did, and he sent us like a 2 or 3 page sheet of all locations.
And we keep track of.
Yeah, because when we get somebody in with an application, we try to find out, was it the website? Was it word of mouth? Was it the billboard? Exactly. What brought their attention to go?
Okay. If anyone else has another question, Chief?
All right, anyone else have communication with commissioners? You want to hear? Seeing none, we'll move to many reports. Volunteer committee, I guess,
nothing.
All right, personnel committee, I guess we talked about last month, but I guess we're looking to take action.
Could be deferred until that one.
Okay.
There's some things that I would like to have maybe Lisa and I, even if it's a virtual meeting, if we could have a virtual meeting with the pension, or yeah, pension. The too much discussion about that. With the personnel committee, if you could have possibly schedule something between now and next month, that.
Sorry,
I appreciate it.
So we'll table the Yopper Handbook. Do we need a motion for that? I mean, this got to approve.
It would be to get to the further discussion until the next meeting. Table moves it to later in the meeting. So you want to move it to the next meeting.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer the discussion and approval of the Yopper Handbook to the next meeting? Or?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Take the vote. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. No resolutions and agreements. Leave. We're looking for action on the minutes. You can do this separately if some folks want to stay if they weren't here, I guess. July 15th. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve the July 15th 25 minutes?
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion? Take the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the August 19th, 2025 meeting?
So moved.
Motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Take the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, all more business. Discuss and approve charter agreement revisions. They're attached to the agenda. There is their drive, but they're also on the agenda. Well, I didn't know if anyone wanted to have a discussion or anyone had a motion or questions before they were offered any motions.
Yes, yes.
Well, the last one was giving the job to you about the questions that we have.
Yes, and I replied.
Yes. So,
I answered the question. It didn't require the changes for me right now.
Okay.
He didn't reply that he didn't ask for any changes. He didn't propose any changes.
Was there clarifications and proposed changes that there's a list of
requests? There were two different locations that some items were addressed. Was one of the questions that was raised.
Or these section B?
It was sections.
My answer to these questions. Don't need to keep fighting. So everybody wants to question for what my response is.
Since he did those on our behalf, we are protesting him. Understand.
Sure. Let me get this up for you. Well, one of the machines myself. Okay. On Sunday afternoon, James Sanders sent me an email that I replied to this morning because I was in file all day yesterday. That's probably why it's you. He said, with respect to section B3, which is on page 4, we'd like to know the difference, how that section is different than section B4. Section B3C is different than B4. And what I wrote that section B3C is specific to contracting authority. Section B4 addresses employment decisions and the right to control employees. Taken together, the two sections provide the commission with the broadest possible range of authority over employment decisions. That was my response to that question. The next question was subsection D, which deals with grants, endowments, donations, contributions, subsidies, and awards. And the question was, I thought the offer could apply for these items without the township's knowledge already. I would like to confirm that is the case. It seems to me to be allowed to apply for these items without township approval. My answer is, you are correct. None of the actions in this section require approval of the charter townships. B3 as a whole, not just that sub-paragraph, but all of them, is a grant of authority to the commission, which is Yoffer's governing board. Subsection E addresses a specific concern that was expressed to Chief Bob during a grant application where a state agency asked for documentation that the commission had the authority to apply for and enter into contracts for grants. This language was added to address that specific concern. So any grant-making agency knows that the commission has the authority to apply for grants and to enter into contracts associated with the grant. James, the next question was subsection E3E. I would like more clarity on this catch-all provision. What other scenarios do you envision? E says any other contract with any words in it. Page 4, B3E. Does any other contract with any person or entity in preference of mission, services, duties, activities, and jurisdiction of the department? So he asked me, what is that catch-all provision? My answer to that question was, the computer just gave me an error message. So, but here it goes. My answer was, right now I am drafting a mutual aid agreements for approval by the commission. When the form is approved, the team will present the agreements to the municipalities or fire department for whom the offer provides mutual aid. The office expressed concern that some fire departments and municipalities rely heavily on the offer to respond to calls in their jurisdiction. The mutual aid agreement will allow the parties to meet and discuss this concern in circumstances where the chief of the commission feel that the offer is being asked to subsidize fire and rescue services in other jurisdictions. I am also drafting an agreement to provide EMA services to Conowaga Township. The commission has approved the preparation of the agreement for its review at the meeting. It is hard to predict the types of agreements that the offer may enter into in the future. Grants sometimes include a requirement that the offer either receive or provide training, and some grants require contracts with third parties other than the grant maker. I can't predict every possible scenario, but these are three examples that have occurred recently. So that's why that subsection E is present there.
Is that just because those things happen, does that mean that it's a good idea to put a catch-all, or is it a better idea to say that that would be discussed? Well, it's for the chief to just do as he...
No, this is not authority of the chief, this is authority of the commissioner. You approve your contracts. like they're, that's why they're on the agenda tonight. Yeah. These are not chief's authorities. These are commission authorities. This is authorization. So what we're doing is this is a specific authorization that the commission has, very similar to the contracting authority that any of the townships have. Modeled after the first class township code and the second class township code. So just like the Board of Supervisors or Board of Commissioners would approve contracts, so the commission here approves contracts. That's what this is for. This is authorizing you both to do
or any, regardless of authority. Feelings that various townships might have about it.
Well, these are general contracting authorizations for the commission. This is what the commission is authorized to do.
Which is any other time, right? With any person or in.
Yeah,
assistance, it seems overly broad.
Doesn't the commission have authority to enter in contracts now at some level?
Yeah. I mean, this is not broadening the authority that you already have. You already have this authority.
Okay.
For clarity, to make it clear that authority exists. That's why I put it there. That they're broken out into these subsections so that it's clear to everyone what authority the commission has. Under the present charter, it's not changing the scope of the authority, but it's clarifying what you meant by that and making it clearer. So the people who had questions, like the agency about grants, that thing, knows, okay, this is what authority the commission has and holds it that. I've not expanded the authority. James' next question was in subsection 14, which is found on page 5. Asked about subsection D, which is that we can enter into contract with municipalities and municipal authorities. This question is, I read this provision as giving the offer the authority to bring in other municipalities as members. It seems to contradict Article 12, Section A. Can you please clarify? Article 12, Section A doesn't deal with this at all. It's Article 13. I said subsection B does not authorize the admission of new charter members. Admission of charter members is covered by Article 13. So this does not give anybody that kind of authority under this section. Admission of new charter members is covered specifically under Article 13. And so this authorizes contracting with municipalities and municipal authorities so that, for example, it is an example of that is what we're doing tonight with contracting with Tonawaga Township or EMA. So it's just saying you have a contract with municipalities. We do all the time. And then he next asks about subsection E, would bring to other governmental entities or agencies. And he asked, I would love more clarity on this catch-all provision. What other scenarios do you envision? My answer is, I wanted to be as broad as possible with respect to contracting with government at the federal, state, and local levels. For example, the Fish and Game Commission is a, quote, commission, close quote, not a department, bureau, or agency. I wanted to be sure that the government staffers who decide issues involving agreements know that the offer has broad authority to contract with any governmental agency, even if the term department, bureau, or agency is not in the title of the entity with which the offer is contracting. And then his next question is to subsection H, which is we can contract with any public or private foundation, business, corporation, partnership, nonprofit organization, or other entity for any purpose in furtherance of the mission, services, duties, activities, and jurisdiction of the department, including but not limited to applying for and receiving and utilizing grants, endowments, donations, contributions,
subsidies and awards, or other funding, or to receive or provide training or support. So his question is, I would like more clarity on this catch-all provision. And my answer was, there are about 8 major community foundations in York County that may donate funds or provide grants. The Kinsley Foundation, the York County Community Foundation, and the Powder Mill Foundation are 3 that come to mind. In addition, it's not unusual for a local company to donate money to Yopper. There was a recent concert by Mountain Road in Conowaga Township where the concert promoters donated to Yopper. This provision gives clear authority to Yopper to solicit and receive donations. In addition, Yopper recently received a grant for the specific purpose of providing training to other fire and rescue agencies and emergency personnel. This subsection was written with that grant in mind. So those are the questions that he posed and the answers that I provided to him with respect to the reason for the language. The language that I put in here was, as I indicated, it does not expand the authority. What it does is it clarifies it so that everybody knows what authority the commission has in terms of entering into contracts. So that means that people can bring these contracts before you, who are here tonight, to, and you would have the authority to say, yes, we're going to enter into that contract, or no, we will not. So that's what those changes accomplish. I think I put them out in April.
Okay. All right. That will clarify these, Mark, your questions from your solicitor, I guess.
Well, I haven't had a chance to discuss with him, but I at least understand Mr. Philly's position.
Okay. Yeah, I hope already that Manchester's already approved those changes. Exactly. Is your solicitor your number 4? Do we have no comments? Or just curious. Very solicitor.
We know we've approved that. We haven't taken an action. We want to make it do an ordinance that all changes available. We want to adopt one ordinance that encompasses all changes. We, as we go back with them and we discuss that at one of these meetings and take them back to our municipalities, our municipality reviewed it and took action to approve it. We just haven't adopted the ordinance yet. We're going to wait to adopt an ordinance with all of them in the same one.
And I have a draft ordinance that I can send out to your respective solicitors then to then present to the municipalities. But I thought that I would write an ordinance so that everybody would be getting the same, you just fill in the name of the township, and then everybody would be adopting it the same way. And basically what it's going to do is once you decide what amendments you want, those amendments will be put into a final draft of the charter agreement, and then that will be attached as an exhibit to the ordinance. So you will be adopting specific charter agreement with those amendments. We're not going to incorporate all those amendments into the ordinance itself. We're going to incorporate the charter showing this. That way we know we're all working with the same document.
Can we spend a few minutes talking about the process that we're going through with these proposed changes to the charter?
Sure. I guess, yeah, what's your...
Well, I guess I'll say I was quite surprised back in the July meeting when I was here, and we were asking for any additional proposed changes, and I put forth, I think, 3 or 4 or 5, I don't know the exact number, proposed changes, and the direction was to forward them to the chief. I mean, I verbalized them with me, and forward them to the chief in writing so that further action was taken. I guess the wrong assumption I made was that staff was going to take those and put them in a format that at a future meeting we could discuss and debate whether there was any momentum or anyone who was in favor of those types of changes in addition to the other change, which we really want to discuss to this point either, they were in favor or no, we're not. Instead, what seemed to happen, it seemed like Solicitor Tilley has now spent countless hours going through my proposals and providing detailed analysis and legal opinions on some things, which to me seems quite unnecessary at this point, given that
we as a commission haven't agreed that we even want those changes. So in terms of process, I'm thinking, shouldn't we be deciding what we send to CIS Utility to formalize the agreement before we go ahead and change, propose changes to the agreement for us to discuss? It's a single dialogue.
I guess you had some broad changes, and I guess CIS Utility was commenting on what, but I guess we're looking for, if you have specific proposed changes, that's, I guess, what we're looking for. I mean, so you mentioned at the meeting, but they weren't specifically, I want to, you know, delete this or add this. I think that's what we're looking for. I guess Spring Garden had a change that we proposed, which are colored. You can see the color coding. Manchester had specific changes for striking. So I guess the minor thing is the process that Springsbury, if they had changes, you could submit specific changes that could be put in.
So there's no opportunity for this commission to discuss where we're going with all of this.
Sure.
We need language.
We have 7 or 8 months.
Specific language. We have what we discussed.
Well, have you, if you submitted specific proposed changes, well, to the chart?
No. What, that's the,
you know, this whole,
you're saying you want a language that a change to the charter. And I think what I've been looking for, and I think what George is talking about, is this commission discussing where are we going with this? Not, you know, exactly what words do we want to put in there, but what are we going to change? Is this a smart thing to change? Are there other things that we should be changing, should not be changing? Yeah, rather than getting right into the legal, okay, these are the words you're going to change.
But what we have to get to, we have to get to a concept.
Yeah, you get there, but you have to get there with some consensus, and you're missing all of the big pictures.
Changes, those last 2 pages, are they correct with what your request for that evening?
I want to look at that, but before we get to that, I just want to your point, say, I'm not sure how much more clear I could be in my message was creation of a commission committee consisting of the township managers from each charter municipality, the charter fire chief reports, developing this commission. Why that couldn't have been put in there without solicitor involvement, I'm helping understand that. Why do you think the solicitor, I don't think it's legal law. What's that?
It's a legal document.
A legal document.
Exactly what. Why do we need to leave it?
One at a time, please.
And that was one I gave the Wolf was to ask for how to properly put that into charter.
And that's kind of what I'm coming back to saying. To me, that's the law. Going to the solicitors before you even agree what you want to do.
Well, we saw all these were shared with everybody. They were in front of the share drive, these changes from going from the April version, which is the first one, to July, to the August version. And I guess from Spring Garden's point of view, I didn't support that, the changes that you had mentioned at the meeting, and then Solicitor Tilly, you know, and what changes you had put, what you had suggested, and you kind of responded to that. Manchester. I guess it came down to, I mean, you can still the changes tonight, you know, add or offer motion to put that when those changes in.
And I don't think you're hearing what Don and I are saying. We're talking about the process, not the specific changes. So we haven't got to change. We're just talking about the process to get to where we as a commission decide what should be in the final charter agreement, what shouldn't be. That's what we're focused on there.
Okay, so each municipality can submit changes, proposed changes, and charter. And that's what, I don't know.
So you don't want to discuss any of this?
No.
Is there any even term of an idea in what George proposed that maybe if we did it a different way, there would be some benefit to it? Or it's just, oh, well, that can't work. I mean, that seems to be what I'm hearing. Oh, it can work. And we don't even want to discuss it.
We did start discussing it. That's how we got the section 3, the changes that the solicitor made, there's a motion that came out of this commission to forward it to our municipalities to review. It's just that that's all the farther we got on any changes, and that's the same time that Mr. Dvoriak added his proposals, but they weren't tied to sections. So I think she's justified in giving your your wording to the solicitor to ask for assistance, what sections that affects.
So, then help me understand, and maybe solicitor wants to know, how we go from, can you put this in the right section of the document? Well, so now I've got feedback, 3-4 pages of feedback on the comments from the solicitor, which I didn't ask for. I want to get feedback from the commission on my ideas. When we've agreed on something, then I think we go to the solicitor and say, this is what we want. Verbalize that the way we need to, or topic that we want to.
We're not there. If you don't provide stuff, what you want, where you want it,
if we don't provide it, if you want to see it, it doesn't count. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't count, but I'm saying we, that Manchester and Spring Orange provide specific verbiage and changes in the charter for everyone to see legal opinion. Our text has reviewed it, and we support it.
Get 3 pages of legal opinion.
Did I get 3 pages of legal
that we all paid for? You all paid for. Did you get that?
I think we got the response to, especially when Dan made a proposal to discuss the funding formula, and as a result of that discussion was, let's move on to the text amendments, discuss them at the meetings, which we only got through Section 3, and that we wanted to postpone the funding until we got through at least the language, and then look at options for funding formulas. And Walt did offer opinions at those meetings when I think it kind of turned into an argument and a tack. Not that I'm not saying yes or no to any of those. I think we have to look at the funding much broader. But we did sit here and talk about Article 3. And we did.
Which one's right?
That's Section 3 is the one that the Manchester Township already looked at as a township. And said, yes, they were the changes that we're just now discussing. And maybe they're actually just amendment questions, too.
We don't want to be voting forward here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm not talking.
And that's the only thing that we forwarded from here. But we need to, instead of arguing, we need to look at suggested changes, whether they're on the last page or in the middle of the document. But we need to keep moving, or we're never going to get this done. I don't sit here and do anything. I don't think anybody else does either.
Well, then perhaps we've got to change the government structure, or the
Yeah.
One night a month.
If I'm here at midnight, I will still be here. I think I've been at every meeting. I haven't taken off for anything.
So, Manchester's already approved that first round of changes. But what's in front of us tonight is not that.
It's the changes that are...
All the cumulative changes that we've been looking at since January or whenever we started this process. At least January. So the process was already approved by the commission in March, right? I mean, that's when you approve the strategic plan. And objective 2 was to review and revise the charter agreement. And the target start date was February 2025, and the target completion date is September 2025. So I think that's what's driving the discussion and the timing and the drafting and that type of thing, which, we're past the concept stage at this point, according to the timing that you guys set.
So we're now into the concept stage isn't determined by preset timing that you put out as a guideline. But passing the concept stage is when you actually pass the concept stage.
Right, but I think what I was hearing from the other municipalities was, when you're asking about the process, they're saying, the process, what was here, someone's going to change or delay it. That should be decided upon, agreed upon by the commission. This process that was already adopted by the commission. And since that was a motion and an official action of the commission, it would have to be changed.
Your stretches.
That's my understanding of what was driving it, which is why I drafted the language.
So are you saying
Are you saying then that everything in that strategic plan is at a timeline fast? This commission has to approve a vote here. Look, everybody can't meet their deadline yet.
Well, I think what I'm saying is it's about, it's about what my understanding of the timing was. That's what I'm saying. No one told me that we were going to be changed today. So when I don't know if anybody else was told that, but so I was
building my timing for that truck that we bought that is being moved out until 2027. Shouldn't we demand that they deliver that in 2026? I mean, that's what was in the plan.
I think this is within our control.
I'm just looking at my own instructions.
What I'm, and
how I was presented with it. So I was trying to respect the decision of the commission to have a revised charter agreement as close to being ready for adoption as possible for the September meeting, which is what the target date was. My motivation wasn't to do anything other than to just try to adhere to what my understanding of what I thought.
Well, it sounds to me like if Springsbury approves both of the scenarios, James Cumberland says, I'm okay with all our changes, Springsbury approves it, then we've met the goal. We changed the charter agreement to the same.
Yeah, well, I think that's why we have the language here, so that we're in a position where, you can either decide, yes, this is what we want, or no, we don't. But like I also said at the other meetings, if you can propose, this is a target goals that the commission set. But like I also said, the charter is a document that can be amended at any time. Any member of the commission can propose an amendment to the charter at any time. There's no restriction on when. So if you have changes that you want to make, then you can propose those changes at any point. But we just didn't have a long-range plan, a strategic plan here that was put in place. So, I think that's what I was reacting. Assuming that the chief is reacting to and the others coming up with specific language and then there was an actual decision not to include the allocation formula
the things that are in this document in front of us tonight.
This was one place where I was involved. Were affected me personally, were affected my work with solicitors. So that's why,
I'm discussing why we're doing what I'm doing. Let me see. We're discussing the specific items in this document. We're discussing the specific proposed changes to the charter. Can I ask a question about one? That I'd like to understand the rationale for changing the definition of who can be a citizen at large and who cannot. Can I answer that loud?
Was
never discussed in this commission.
So there's a couple different ones here. Township thinks that it should really be just a member at large from the community that is currently involved in any of the townships or as an employee of the specific government. It doesn't mean it's somebody that
and
could.
Why?
If a member at large, me, that's what it's fun. A member at someone out of the community who brings the community's interest in, other than necessarily the good of the elected. Just that Memphis Township's opinion, and my board is aware of the changes that are.
Spring Garden also, we concur. We kind of deferred to yours, which is more specific.
George has one complete opposite, that his recommendation is to do away with the number of March. If I read that correctly, it's down here at the bottom of the first page. Remove the citizen at large position. The other thing the member at large does is if we always have two representatives from each municipality, having a member at large gives us an odd number. I think all of our commissions have odd numbers. We went from a three-member board to a five-member board, and you have a five-member board, and you have a five-member board. Yeah. I obviously like the idea of having a member at large. I just don't think it should be a currently sitting official. Manchester Township's suggestion is in the blue ink.
Okay. You have other questions, Mr. Bridget? I mean, to answer that question.
Yeah, I understand the rationale behind changing the way voting happens to change the charter agreement. And to agree to that.
So the change from maybe 16? Talking about the change from 75% to majority?
75%. It's one of that actually is probably every bit as important. About how we submit the budget. Did you read that one there? I think you actually sat here last month or the month before. That 2 months ago, we talked about that budget change a little bit because I think you recall, if I recall it properly, you said, it, yeah, because the townships weren't responding the way they originally thought they would, that it probably didn't matter if we had a public meeting. For like tonight's benefit, as all of the managers are going to
be I hope construction of the medium to present the budget is silly.
But it is important that the managers receive it, and apparently that worked out well that all three managers were together and could hear the other townships' responses.
Thought it was very productive, but over being. Not only did it save me time because I didn't have to go to three different villages, but I thought that worked very well. Great idea.
So would that part that's in there, would that be agreeable to take back to our townships, to forward to our townships to review?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
So as we see things in here, proposals that we all agree on, we want to take them back to our townships and move forward. Is that a change that would be positive?
No, I don't understand what change you're talking about. I'm sorry. And basically, maybe I'm
over here.
Well, mine's very difficult.
This part right here, see where this is lined out? It starts here and it ends here. It takes out that was not out of order. And I think that was one that I think we can all agree. There's things we know we can agree on, that's at least on those.
Well, I mean, we're down here. I can't see what you're I'm assuming you're referring to the thereafter and during. The residents, they all agree on that change.
Yes.
Just that sense. And I'm fine with that sense. It's fine with it.
Okay.
I'm taking as one. That's not the concern I have. My concern starts further down.
Okay. But let's make progress in everything that we agree on. Let's move forward with. Okay. May I make a motion? I'd like to.
Well, I was only
if there's any motion,
Is it individually or in the group?
Okay, what does move it forward mean? Just so it's there.
I'd like to motion, make a motion that the changes to the budget process as listed on page 16 at the regular scheduled August meeting, the Yakima Commission is that budget will be presented to the Commission for approval to present to the managers of the charter townships, follow consultation with the charter township managers, the final draft will then be presented to the Yakima Commission at the regular scheduled September meeting for approval to be presented for approval to the charter township. Thank you for listening to me. Meeting.
I'm just seeing that something you need. Hold on.
I'd like to make a motion to present that to our individual townships.
To lead the first four approval, I guess.
Yeah,
that's to lead the approval of that.
Okay.
First approval to be presented for
approval to the charter township to lead for approval of the state. All right, is that noted? Is the motion clear? Everyone? Okay, is there a second? It's struck into Manchester and Spring Garden. Before you propose the changes that you put in here, did you speak to any of the original founders of the Alpha as to why they wanted it that way? Well, I'm not talking about specific, but any of the shows you guys. Walter said, you know, we're scratching our heads trying to figure out why you worded it this way.
No, I did not. Not only, who were the original founders that I could talk to?
Well, I know.
I mean, things change over time.
Bill Sharon was one, and John Holman was one, and I think manager of time, was your manager back then?
Greg Mouth.
Right. Was it him or was he?
Yeah, that would have been Mr. Knopf.
Okay.
But, I mean, I guess that's a long time ago, so I guess...
Well, the reason I say that, my impression, and I only know two of them personally, or actually three of them, it's a very sharp, intelligent group of people who bring something from scratch, and I'm still by, and I'm very confident, we pulled together a lot of resources to come up with this original charter agreement. And I'm a little bit reluctant personally to make overhauls to it without understanding the impacts of that. So, you know, we can sit here and say that, you know, we want to eliminate this provision of having a special meeting, a September presentation to the municipalities. But why do we want to do that? What's the downside? Have we thought that through?
I think that we actually talked about that more than one occasion. Time has proven that we are not getting any other supervisors here. I know Manchester Township depends on its manager to he meets with every department, including fire, including police, and he comes back and tells us we don't have to go and hear it firsthand. I don't go to the police budget when it's prepared. I don't care if the public works present theirs. They're all departments. And fire services contracted.
But I guess I'm not understanding your separation definition, but didn't the chief just say the meeting he had with the township manager was very bad?
Yes, saying just get rid of the public or
I'm talking about the meeting the chief had with the township manager. It sounds like that's a valuable which I won't loop that if it says something that's bit up.
Which is, this is the first time we're going to change it. So is it having the manager meet with, that's not in the charter in that way. So that's a proposal by Manchester,
right? Okay, so you're just taking out the public meeting, right? What comes, okay.
And again, the manager to do that slightly is more important than because public spell.
Okay, yeah, I don't think.
That was my motion.
Okay, I'll second your motion. In a second, any further discussion?
Yeah, I don't see where it says in here where
it it's the next line down, but after the strike drop, didn't have sense.
After the strike group, that next, the thermal message.
We need to do the garbage.
Last month, the chief had a budget meeting, and he also presented at the board, and he asked permission to submit it to the township. And in August, we could make a motion because everybody was here. We didn't have a forum right then, but there was task to go ahead and present to the manager.
Okay.
Our next speaker officially in there.
So there's a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, this section, page 16, that we referenced, it's approved for forwarding to put in, I guess, all three of the ordinance, right?
So I seconded that motion because I think the wording that presented is a very good idea. I do, however, think that this process we're following is ridiculous, cumbersome, hard to understand, and won't get us anywhere.
Well, you have
we don't even know what we're doing. We're changing two sentences in here, and then we're asking our solicitor, so what are we going to do now? We'll write an ordinance to change two sentences in the...
No.
No, we're proposing changes to the charter that we would then forward to the solicitor to create an ordinance that can go back to each of our townships.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
The ordinance is independent from the change.
I understand that because it's stupid, in my opinion, and I'm sorry. You have a better alternative? I mean, we've talked about this for 8-9 months, and no one else has their alternative. So we just, well, somebody got an alternative one time that we ought to get together and just figure out the whole thing and look at all of the possibilities. I mean, I think, you know, we're arranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We're not addressing the big image issue. We're just, you know, fixing words here and there. So we already did one fixing words here and there process where we, you know, Walt wrote it up and it went to the municipalities and Manchester approved it. So are we just going to go through that process, like, you know, 8 or 10 times to change all these little things?
And well, I think more of the goal was to just submit one document.
We just want to check something off that we did something, whether it's meaningful or not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think some of the changes could be very meaningful and helpful. So
meaningful and helpful might be two different things.
That's why it's put the end there. I think there'll be both.
I'm not sure what you're looking for, because until, again, if we don't have concrete proposed changes from some municipality, we don't really have anything to react.
So the idea of having
just talking is
practical discussion, having a vision of where we want to go, we actually want organizations to do, how we can make it better. Because that's how we got it. People had discussions like that, whatever, years ago, and figured out, okay, how can we make this better? And this stuff is moving the feather around the edges, but not really telling it.
And as your colleague George said, it was a good idea. When we change something, I think we have to do it thoughtfully. I don't think we should just change your brain. I think we should put a thought especially to it.
And so
before we change significantly the charter, there were reasons why it was developed. So I think we got to be cognizant of that, but at the same time, they exchange them. They still stay static.
We made one change, and we're just like,
okay, we have other changes that you're proposed to. So if you have additional changes, again, we need specific changes. We can take back to what we want. That's the problem. You need specific changes.
Well, right.
I mean, that's the whole thing.
Let's go on to the next specific change.
People who are down there.
Out there because it doesn't matter who's been right, and I think it's kind of along the lines of what Don maybe is getting at, but I'm sure you correct people on that. I've been saying for as long as you guys have listened to me that we need to change the governance structure of this organization. That to me is, you know, we will sit in and debate whether it's the or and or whatever he's saying, but until we change the governance structure, this commission, we're destined to fail. And I think that maybe that's like ranging the ship, you know, chairs on the Titanic. We're not providing the best service for our stakeholders in this organization by having a volunteer commission like this who gets appointed annually, where the person that comes to the table each meeting could be different from the last, has maybe only been here, maybe never been here before. They have no idea what's going on, but we're going to ask them to cast a very important vote. In fact, they could be a tie-breaking vote. They have no idea what they're talking about, what we're talking about, because they're not as well-versed as those who've been here for 12, 24, 76 months. So my proposal, again, it's being asked for a legal 25 pages analysis. My proposal was, let's get people on this commission who are trained, and they don't mind saying that to them because that's their paid job to do that. Let's get them to vet these things for us and then bring their recommendation to us. Let's do that. To me, that makes sense. It might not be the best idea out there, but it makes a lot more sense than us sitting here changing the and thinking more questions.
I've heard, I mean, I'm not trying to be contradictory, but you are contradicting what you said earlier. The folks that created this original charter, now you're talking about a significant change in the governance structure. And why is it okay for you to propose a significant change in governance structure, but other townships can't propose?
Very simply, I think Don said it at least 6 months ago, that when this charter agreement was formed, they realized the governance was not formed in here the way they wanted it. But with so many other moving pieces they had to get in place to get it up and operational, they decided to defer that till down the road.
Well, what's the basis for that? I've never heard.
Well, let's talk to the original charter members and ask them. I don't know.
Is Article 3, Section D, is that your suggestion to change the government? Governance.
No. That's one option. I'll just say this. I know Don presented to this board. I don't know how long ago, a number of options.
For the information, and I have plans to see it.
Oh, so it's my.
No. You've been still. I have been asked if you had a PowerPoint to get a thing out of it that we could review.
So you have to rewrite it. So you can give it to Will, you can make recommendations back and up. I take it out of it. I made a presentation.
I guess there wasn't any but I didn't for the ideas you had a few specific proposals put in here.
Well, I appreciate we can
the options reorganize it.
And I guess we skipped off the governance structure, it's pretty much okay. I guess that's my Spring Garden's opinions. And that's why we didn't propose governance change. Because we felt that part of this charter was okay.
And you just want to know their options.
Well, we've heard your options. No, it happened.
We're willing to hear them again.
I mean, we're willing to hear them specific. Again, you can talk and talk and talk. But still, the pencil gets on the paper and you actually can see it. And then maybe we can propose an amendment to it and say, I like this, I don't like this. But it's really great to act on something that's not specifically for us and, part.
Yeah, you think everything's fine, so that's fine.
Yeah. We're reacting to throwing managers in there. I feel like that's a step backwards that you're trying to make the Afronautics organization, that you're trying to make it part of the township, like a department. And they're not, it's not, it's its own regionalized, it's its own department.
Yeah, but if you had the credentials of our township manager, you were you putting the time our township manager does, I would mess with that. If five other commission members were as credential as our township manager, willing to put the time in, he does, I would have no problem this commission being vested. This is a group that meets once a month. Most meetings, it's different places sitting here, and most times the people are here really don't even ask questions of what's being proposed. As Steve says, they don't understand what's going on. I was there. I when I first joined this commission, it was probably 6 months to a year before I really sit and listen once a month to discuss the other hands were. Why was I here? What was my purpose? What were we doing? Apparently, there weren't any big decisions back then. I don't think we changed anything like a charter.
But the manual. So do the district 21 and learn. I think you went individually. I know Andy Siebel and I were there at the same time. The chief explained how things work. Do you know every single thing about your individual municipality, or do you depend on your manager to come to you? Correct. And so in this case, you don't have a manager. We have a fire chief. He is the administrator. He is the administrator. So he has an employee who does reader.
He has an employee with financial credentials to support him. Is that what you're saying?
So don't think that for experience is for the same as death.
I think our chief of police reports for our manager.
It's not a department of management of the township. It's not the management of the township. So are we following? So does it. But a regional concept means our municipalities and members all have to agree, and as the elected officials of those municipalities, they're just to ask us questions and get acknowledgement from the board. We don't have to make the decisions, and we can ask any questions. I like the idea of going ahead and presenting with that. I'm just happy to with the managers as well. If I look at that package and I see something in that I'm not familiar with, I do pick up the phone and call a chief and ask. I also pick the township, talk to the township manager about what do you think our township could do. And Harry can vouch for this. More than once at our meetings, I have asked questions about individual things that were going on at this commission and asked the other board's input. And at the same time, other board members, because I know we can't have a meeting forum or anything unless it's at a public meeting, but I have spoken to members individually to get their opinions and feelings on different issues addressed by this commission.
I think, Chief and his staff, they put a budget. They've been doing this for 18 years. I don't think it's a rocket science. I think there are things, and I think they're confident in doing that, and I'm comfortable. And also, again, the managers, we want them part of the process. Anything, if there's any issues fiscally, the managers see there are issues for each township, flag that. The same thing with us. Commission member sees an issue. Here at the commission meeting, your meeting, you can flag it. Commission or your chief for clarification. I think you're overcompensating that in some senses in terms of putting budget together. Don't think
what's part of that.
When you were talking about who puts your budget together, what expertise is needed.
What? It's not the budget.
Well,
it's the financial operation of the
okay, but that's the budget drives the distribution and the
budget.
Okay. Well, I don't maybe I'm not clear on what you mean by that.
When we get to the next item on the agenda, if we get to that before midnight, it might become a little bit clearer what I'm talking about.
Well, I guess the question is we have a motion, we have page 16, the portion of that page that we're okay with. Does anyone want to make a motion? I don't know. I'm trying to. Let me move that in a forward direction versus I don't see an end in terms of just this talk. If you all, we've had 8 months, 8, 9 months for township, each township had to look at proposed changes we want. Governments, whether it's just minor typos, whatever. So at some point, again, nobody, I had a suggestion for the committee. We wanted to set up a committee and come back to the commission. Went through the commission, the director. So I don't know how else to go in terms of getting next instead of sitting on wheels. I want to maximize our time. Maybe a lot of things you got to do. How can we move this forward from changes that we? We may disagree with some changes. I'm sure we're going to disagree.
Something really important in this charter, right? This is the most important thing that this commission is able to look at. So the fault that you may have discussed this with Mr. World or we're discussing the spring yard and you agree on it, means nothing to me. We need to have a discussion here to get pros and cons out on the table. What the true feelings are, make sure everybody's position can be understood before we can even begin to make an informed decision of what to do next.
Okay, so you agree that we're going to need specific things for us to discuss. So if you propose, say, a governance change or an additional thing, it has to be brought to us. We can talk about it. We can take it back to our team. Hey, do you like this proposed governance change?
If you want it written as a governance document, then I disagree with that completely. If you want it as ideas, as were presented by Mr. Oriak, then I would agree with you. If we can't discuss an overarching principle and an idea without having to have the legal document that you could potentially turn some words into, then you're never going to have the idea exchange.
Well, I agree.
If you want somebody else to have the ideas for you and put it in something that you can just rubber stamp, then that's what I don't think that's what we're interested in.
I'm not disagreeing with you. We have discussion.
I'm not you are disagreeing with me by telling me if I don't disagree with you, but.
At some point, the idea it might come from each one to come back in the form of a proposal. We agree with that. After you've discussed it, you talk about your idea, then there has to be some sort of consensus of what the issue is first. What are the problems? What are the opportunities that could be done? You have to recognize the problem. You have to look at alternatives. You have to weigh the pluses and minuses of alternatives and figure out, you know, is there a smart way to go here? I mean, so you guys all think that, you know, the finance operation in this building is fine. It's perfect. Got all the skills you could possibly ever need to take this organization to the next level. And that's something that I would agree with. If you're convinced that there's not any issue at all, that we have the skills and the expertise that we need, then, you know, go ahead and vote us out. That's what you want to do anyway.
If the only, I guess, for if you propose a governance change, you want to add a paid financial person.
I guess it's got to be clear. What is the
Nobody point? Said anything about a paid anything.
Okay, well, that's what I thought you were talking about. We need a paid expertise.
I said we need expertise. You said paid expertise.
Okay,
but now it's...
Well, I don't know who they would be.
A... charter issue or a policy?
It's most definitely a charter issue.
Okay, because I don't see anything in the charter that's anything about personnel.
It says that the chief has all the power that the commission gives to him.
So if we hired a financial director, would they not answer to the chief?
Not necessarily, and you could, there are a lot of different models you could use. We could use the same model that the townships use when you have an engineer and a solicitor that report to the board.
But they're consultants.
So it's expertise. You're bringing in expertise.
So they report to the commission.
That's what happened. In Springsbury, I don't know what any of the other people do.
No, but ultimately, in Springsbury Township,
the board hires a solicitor that reports to the board. And the same thing with an environmental engineer and whatever.
I think it's the same process for us, too.
Yeah, it's the same process, but our manager, we give our request to the manager who gives them to the solicitor or the solicitor. One head of the...
This charter agreement doesn't allow for that. That's one example you said before. There's a lot of different ways to do things. If there were just one way to do it, I mean,
this would be simple. So do we not have the ability, as it is right now, to talk to the solicitor when we intend? If there's a solicitor, everyone from me, he's not here.
Well, we don't even, it's not even clear to me who has the authority to hire the solicitor. And we've had great confusion about that.
Isn't that one thing that we tried to to correct. Don't we didn't assist your sign when your firm changed names? Didn't you sign in the form of the letter that did that?
That's right. An engagement letter.
But that's not required by the charter. It was something that the firm asked.
But your contract, you adopted it like you were a contract. Yep.
But this commission never interviewed
the rest of those
and picked which one.
Right.
You know, that's something that could be from the charter. I'm not making suggestions of that. There's so many different ideas that we could be talking
but
about.
But how do we know to talk about them if somebody doesn't present them?
I presented them in November of 2022, and it was ignored.
Talking about an idea is not a specific.
Did you ever request them before the agenda?
Given the only thing that was supplied.
What else do we have to respond to?
Well, you just received it.
So you have an idea for a charter change, which would be to go through a bidding or some kind of process to get us to pay a solicitor, right?
No.
That's your
deal. No. That was an example.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just saying,
that is something you can send it over to Walt and write an ordinance. You can send it or work with your solicitor to come up with these. I have an idea. I want to put in the charter. So you could come back to us, put that in there, say, here, propose charter change, whatever, one act. Could be that or could be anything. So that's what we're looking for. I mean, how do you think or discuss it?
I've heard that. So the charter is our governing document. So if there's changes that we should make or that anybody feels we should discuss about changing the governance, then either where it's not accurate in the charter agreement or an addition to the agreement, we should put those things in writing so that we can actually consider exactly what you're saying. And yes, and then discuss them. You might choose to change the wording or change your mind on something by discussing it.
But you have to understand the concepts first. So here's my words. I think that the Alpha being organized with the chief, a uniformed firefighter being the chief administrator, is a mistake. I like Dan Huff. I think Dan Huff does an amazing job. I think the structure that he is having to work under is very, very weak and should be changed. That's the governance issue.
Okay, so one proposal would be to hire a business manager or a manager.
You got to recognize that there's a problem.
But then we need, if that's a problem, what's the solution? That's what we're looking for. It's a solution to what you've identified as a problem. They could be improved.
Well, I think my solution, black and white. That's one idea.
And there's six others.
Okay,
so we could, we first have to decide that, well, maybe there is a problem, and what are our objectives for the future? Yeah, like, do we actually care about some of the things in our strategic document, our strategic plan, like volunteers? And,
we wouldn't have adopted if we didn't care.
We adopted one 5 years ago and never did it. Never asked about it. Didn't do anything about volunteers. Really?
Well,
there's never been a discussion here. The most I've heard about discussing volunteers in this room is to say, oh, well, he's not here, or they didn't meet, or nothing's going on.
Or they met with Lamar, and they now have billboards.
Which don't do any good at all.
But the volunteer issue is a very complex issue, not a simple issue. You get people to volunteer. That's why we have a paid professional hire.
Glenn, why is it in our budget? Why did you vote for it strategic?
I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, but I'm saying
so it's hard. So
Okay, well, I guess we've been put in higher here where they just spend more energy on the getting more energy. I mean, I don't know if it could be looked at. That's under benefits.
Well, that was like a.
Well, it will never get, if it's ever proposed, it won't get, it will not happen, right? But we can talk about it till we're blue in the face.
There's nothing in here about volunteers because.
It's not about volunteers, it's about how the organization is run. That's what governance is. Who makes decisions and who they, yeah, well, where the responsibility lies. And the fundamental problem, you said it earlier, I think, is that this board, the way it's structured, not the people here, but the way it's structured is very weak. Because we're volunteers, part time, coming, going, no necessarily, no significant expertise, and we're totally dependent on the chief, who I'm amazed is still here, how difficult we make his life sometimes. But, you know, he does a great job, but it's a bad situation.
Well, I guess I'm going to defer to the commission members that to move this process in a forward direction, moving from talking and discussion with his public. But at some point, we have to go from the talking discussion concept.
But at some point, you actually have to probably have a discussion that makes sense.
A specific proposal. So if there's some area of improvement in the charter that you think the function of the could be improved, the charter is a one way to do that.
On the point of this discussion, I just wanted to call your attention to Article 6, Section F, page 13, which does provide exactly, I mean, the charter's already there in terms of what you want. But they, does the chief or his or her designee or a financial officer appointed by the commission represent a monthly financial report? So you already in the commission have the ability to, I mean, in the chart, you already have the ability to do what you want to do because you haven't done it. But if you consolidated that with the chief, which is also permitted under Section F.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry, which one is it?
That's why they should have to have specific language.
Page 13, concept on this tab.
No, that really doesn't do anything. That's for presentation of financial. I'm not talking about connection. We're talking about running the operation of this organization. Presentation of financial report. Chief did a fine job presenting the budget to that. That's how that replaces that.
But Section B and F, I think, are the only two places that talk about the roles of the fire chief and the financial officer.
Right. And what we're proposing is a different program to start hitting that.
Right. Right. So if you do that, then we can put together the language.
Right. But I don't want you to go ahead and put together language so we can read what we're going to do.
Oh, right. Oh, I agree. Well, I'm just saying that I think that's the issue is the concept of one thing, but it's helpful to have specific language so that we know exactly what the issue is.
What are you talking about, like a CEO? The executive officer? Which
does they include the more specific than what I was proposing? All the township managers as sub-family members dismission.
And that can be done.
I don't know what Don's, but I don't know what his work. I don't know what he said. I think he said he has stuff. We can work with those two.
Me, it wasn't clear what that responsibility that fellow committee was this either annual basis or regular basis. When they're
pretty cool, said that all financial decisions before they come to this,
all will be financial decisions.
I mean, that's what it said.
But the committee that reports to the Gaffer Commission, the committee that presents to township managers from all parts of the county, the fire chief will report to this committee. The purpose of the committee is to properly know
Fire chief would report to that.
On a monthly basis, daily basis? I mean,
as would.
35 months go by when
we okay, so it would be needed. I mean, it wasn't clear what things they report to them for.
Well, what I wrote up was very clear. They would properly vet all proposed commission actions proposed by the chief. So before an action item comes to this board, it's been vetted by the chief on this action. That's comments or whatever.
Anything we welcome to get their opinion on it before we.
Yeah, I walked into a meeting 3 years ago. I walked in the materials on the Friday before the meeting. And I walked in here, the chief had a proposal, didn't go to any township managers, but it came out of nowhere. He wanted to hire 3 new firefighters every 2 years for the next 10 years. And the financial guy says, how much is that going to cost? That's not the kind of meeting I want to walk into. And no, it didn't go to the township manager. Because there's no mechanism for it. That's what I'm saying. Let's formalize the mechanism for those types of things. Go to our township manager so we're not caught cold and having to say no and upset budget procedures and anything because nobody here knew what the costs were.
But again, keep in mind the manager's answer to each board. So if the board supported that, whatever that is, that proposed increase, or paying staff or a budget increase, whatever level, then where do we go from there? So if one or two or
well, we have the final vote. But I think what I'm saying is we take the input from the managers. Because I don't know who your manager is. Tim James, I know of him.
Mr. White.
Very highly of himself.
He's been there for years.
Well, respect to Tim James. I don't know who your manager is, so I can't say it's
what.
I don't know Luther, so.
No, so, again, I mean, I have no problem, and again, if we expand this vetting process of the budget or big financial things, I don't have any problem with that, having the managers flesh out, but I don't want to, I mean, I don't think she's going to report to them for every little thing. I think it's got to be significant.
It's talking commissional things. You want to report into the fine benefit. Yeah. That came to us at one time. In the shape of a, what was it called? Well, the true defined benefit is kind of a hybrid.
Cash balance.
Cash balance. So that came before. Those are the types of things that need to be vetted if you're
just slightly.
Sure.
So what one of the big things that has changed over time is that we can discuss anything you want to do, but we can't even take action unless we had a few on the agenda to take action. That so you will always have advance notice from now on. So we know that we're talking about that they're asking for additional manpower.
It's, but it's not just about getting notice. It's about really vetting the ideas. Providing feedback, it's really giving additional resources to the chief.
Well, I agree with that. Our responsibility.
Well, that's the problem. Because you guys think that this is a perfect organization. Then you guys think that the organization is perfect. If you don't think there's a problem, then we can stop talking. We can stop talking about it.
Hypothetically, in your scenario, two of the three managers agree with an idea that the chief comes up, hey, I'm going to propose this cash balance or whatever plan. Two of the three managers say, and the other one, the one says no. Then what do you do? They bring in the commission.
I wasn't the pros and cons model.
Right.
Well, tell me why it's a good idea, and then I make a decision. They don't have voting power. They just have opinion power.
No, they come back to us. Hey, what do you, Spring is very bored. What do you want to do with these proposed? Same thing with Garmin. What do you want to do with it? And we say, okay, here, give them direction.
And just like what happens in our Springsbury Township meetings. And action items on the agenda that's a little complicated. The manager has an analysis for us. Here's the pros, here's the cons, here's why I'm for it. And then we get to decide as a board, are we in favor or not? But in this case, it would be three managers we hear from. So maybe even better, we hear three different opinions on it, which is probably good.
But anything that the chief proposes, we already do that. We can already say, would you come back with more information for us? Or propose something
that would cause. It's good.
Yeah, seriously, I'm not saying that your suggestions aren't good. I don't think that some of that we already have authority to do. We can ask for additional information. And the advantages that the have over the commission is the three managers can call each other and have a meeting anytime they want to discuss the issues jointly. We can't do that. And if you bring down members of the commission,
still committee.
They still have so still
so like a personnel committee. I think on the personnel committee, you want to have people with personnel knowledge.
Okay.
Because I have no problem with so
don't think about the personnel committee at the person.
I'm just saying personnel committee. What committee you form, you need to have knowledge of
it. But and will it in 4 years? Is there anything to guarantee that there will be someone on that personnel committee that really understands labor issues and the legal aspects
when it comes? And as we sit here today, I'm just kind of looking around because this is a universal problem. We're not young chickens here, but we volunteer our time. We volunteer our time to be here. Young people aren't volunteering for anything today. So Don's point, in 5-10 years, who's going to sit here? Nobody wants to be here. None of these young people want to be here. You can't get them to volunteer.
More mission will be filled.
Yeah.
The fear is now that you don't have to
be here. This thing, 2 years ago, I don't want to be here. But I've worked for Kensington Construction for 41 years, played sports, a good bit of my life, coached sports. A lot of the times I get involved in politics, this is because that's basically what it is. No. But I want to try to make sure things go right. That's why, you know, this being my third time here, I see as much of nothing getting accomplished because somebody wants to get something accomplished.
And I think
what I got to look at the same difference. Yes, I volunteer because that's, you know, I'm only an alternate. I didn't even ask this. I was asked to be here. But I showed up because I want to help try and make things get done right. And for the last 45 minutes, I've seen this crossfire and we're not getting a goddamn thing done. It's somewhere. You got to set the pace and say we're either going to table this or we're going to make it move on and not just try to satisfy two of us, but satisfy the 6-8 of us that's on this commission. Am I correct?
I'm in the same boat with you. I agree with you
100%. I mean, I don't understand why. I got to look through each paper. I've seen Chief Huff today because we had our first budget meeting there, but that's because basically you and I pushed for it. Right. From last year, you know, I showed him some papers that you've seen me bring in. Did I print out them all? No, I didn't know. I know there was 36 pages, and I didn't like, do I need all 36? I had Chief Huff and he said, I know, I have paper. You know, I'm only speaking up because I think it's time for us to move this process along tonight, to be honest with you, because we're spinning our wheels.
Okay, and that in mind, does anyone want to make a motion?
What?
We can act on it. Right here. We can add it into the list.
Right?
Chair.
Yeah, we can this motion, right?
I don't know what the motion is. The motion is we can act on items in here. You can make a motion. We can add, make a motion. Charter. We've changed it.
Is that
we did?
The
ultimate
is that we make a decision tonight on accepting these into the start.
We could that could be done too. If someone makes a motion to approve the changes as proposed, that could be a motion.
Something. You're just baffled. There are conflicting motions in there. Conflicting ideas in. On one page it says one thing, another page says something. So you're putting it.
I don't know what the conflicting motion is.
Well, one section says eliminate the citizen large. That's a proposal. The other section says, oh, let's make citizen large, make sure it's somebody who's an elected age. Those conflict with each other.
Okay, so we're not, obviously, we wouldn't make both.
But you're sitting here and saying, let's make motions. And like, how can you make motions? You don't know what you're
okay, well, on. In this document, there is no motion, there's no proposed verbiage to eliminate the citizen large.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been
Well, if you want to bring that as a motion, that's another thing we can bring down.
And I want to make a motion right now. We take a vote on the Carter changes that Mr. Chili has amended. Next year, we'll sit down and take one problem at a time, not a whole mess of them. This is why we're not getting nothing done.
Yeah. Mr. Will, we already made a motion 3 months ago to approve Section 3 as amended by a solicitor, and both Manchester Township and Spring Garden Township took it back to their municipalities, and so did Spring and Sperry. The Spring and Sperry had questions this month that Tilly read to us. But so, like, that's one section that was already moving forward. And as we started moving down in the document, we got as far as the budget that we actually all three agreed on. Things that are being discussed, yes, we need to put your comments, and if any other supervisors from your township have comments, put them in their respective fonts in here. But we need to go through and discuss each one of them so we can move forward.
I would like to move that we defer action on item 11A in the agenda, charter agreement provisions.
Say that again.
I move that we defer action on item 11A in the agenda, charter agreement provisions.
Second.
Give me a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I think we need to acknowledge that, Mr.
Is that charter agreement that we're
going to start saying that
first page.
That's how the solicitor deferred it previously. Motion to act one.
We never got a second.
Was there a second? Yeah, was there a second? Commissioner Wilkins, right? You're correcting me.
Mark, second.
I seconded Mr. Bishop's motion.
Okay, motion or second for Mr. I'll second Mr. Bolt because we did submit it privately, but it was already done. So that can go forward to changes or to create changes to so I withdraw my second. And no one else seconds against the feet. Does that make sense?
Is there a motion and a second?
Yes, there's another
motion. There's another motion. Okay, so further discussion on deferring this till when? What was the specifically defer? Just defer generally?
Which basically explained that till the next meeting? Was that the explanation?
Yeah.
I guess the only discussion I'd have is, you know, we could see pushing us down. What's going to be different next month in terms of looking at charter changes and proposed changes from this month, other than what we've already agreed to tonight? I guess that's my question. Looking for a direction on process, as you mentioned, what's the process for how we do that?
Hopefully, we won't already have been here 2 hours. Next slide.
Okay,
we'll dig right into him. 3 hours. I'm sorry, 3 hours.
Well, one immediate impact.
Wait, you're here, you're working for. Do the math.
He's retired. Give him a break.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't know. Does anyone have a timeline that we can agree to? Because, again, it's open-ended. We talk about this next year.
I'll agree to that. My only comment is let's take the time and do it right as fast as possible.
You know, you can say take the time to do it right, but that then what's going to get done? You know, there's got to be a goal. What's the goal?
Sections in writing, correct? Maybe four things to visit to the chief so we can actually go item to item and move along as far as we can. Things that we agree on if we don't move forward, the same thing's going to happen 7 days I'll do. It's going to be the same thing.
Right. There's no process. We're just going to be talking, oh, I like this, I don't like this.
Just take one item at a time. That's it. That way we're not here for 2 hours. Take one item.
Okay. So can we can we agree that?
Well, that will already give us the line.
We got one.
Can we agree that for the next month, whatever is in here, plus well, we've already agreed on a couple items already, a couple parts of the charter, and anything new that any of us want to propose between now and next month, we can bring up and deal with it individually, one by one. Can we agree on that? Can that be?
It's
okay, but when I hear you just defer it, I want to kind of say, okay, we want the commission to say we agreed to do this between this month and next month. We get, you know, to discuss proposed changes, whether current changes proposed or anything you all have to change proposed between this month and next month. But otherwise, again, you're gonna be talking about, oh, I want something done with. Well, give me a proposed change in government, and then we'll talk about
it. I'm not agreeing to that. Don't look at me.
Just, yeah, we can make a motion to want to propose change in government and then talk about it and then take action. Yes or no? Up or down? I'm just trying to get a
motion. The most important thing we can work on is the governance of this organization, which will solve all these other problems.
Okay, I hear you talking, George, but please give me something concrete.
Pull the agenda for this fund. Review and vet ideas for changing the governance structure of Yalp. That way, every these folks can come to the table. If they want to change something or how they want to change it, they can do that. Don, you can revisit the seven ideas you had before. You have my idea. We can have an open discussion about which, you know, the pros and cons of each one and see whether it goes in.
Can you put it? Can that be put in the form of a proposed change to the charter for government?
No.
Where and what section?
Well, because I'm not talking about proposed change to the charter yet. I'm not that far. Until we agree on what we want to do, we can't propose a change to the charter.
Okay, so the same thing. What if you bring up the talk about this? We don't agree on a proposed change. Then what do we do?
Well, if we can't agree, then we don't change.
Okay.
But let's at least have the discussion.
All right. Well, then, again, this is there's no end to this. What I'm hearing, just expressing my frustration that there's no process to establish a goal to achieve anything. Well, it's been 8-9 months. Not like we've just been.
It's under discussion.
All right, so we have a motion. I don't know, does anyone want to take action on that, or does anyone want to agenda that to discuss what Commissioner?
Well, just
we're not discussed.
We can finish that without that.
Yeah, there's a motion on the floor to defer until next time.
Any further discussion?
While we seconded it.
Seeing none, we'll take the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Okay. Motion carries. All right. Is there any other, would anyone else like to make a motion in terms of providing direction?
I think we should move on to the next item.
Can we acknowledge what Commissioner Dvorak said about what we could do with the next agenda item? To give us more clarity about what we're...
That sounds like new business.
All right, it can be put on... I don't care if it's new business or not. We'll put that on the agenda. There's no question. That can be voted
with. Adding an item to the agenda for next meeting doesn't require a motion. You typically just add it because the commission
wants it. So, whole business... Scott's approved comparison of banks for financial service.
Yes, this was discussed last week, last month. We had talked to Just Fulton, Mr. Bishop had asked if we had contacted anybody else. So Lisa did reach out to a number of institutions and you have attachment 11B in your packet. So when we take a look at the overall best rates, Fulton Bank was still the best. Of course, when these institutions found out we were shopping our banking service, some of them said, well, if you find out somebody beat us, call us back.
which we weren't interested in doing. So you have the sheet there in front of you. Our recommendation is still to transition from Traditions Bank to Fulton Bank, based on the proposed rates they're providing to us. Traditions did not even want to entertain any idea of changing their rate, any of their rates for us.
So even though there's a fee, $175, the interest dwarfs the fee by tenfold. So you're talking about
$3,500, $4,000
extra.
Yeah, and then he's included here. But she put this together. You know, this is based on June's net return. We're looking at $2,550 in savings. Understanding is that's, if I'm understanding it right, that's based on even the increase in fees. Paul's been very good to us. They come highly recommended by Manchester Township. Their dealings with Paul, and even though they're not our bank of our current bank, they have been very, very helpful. Scott Monty has been very helpful in the past as we looked at different funding options for some capital. It's been capital improvement stuff that's been recommended to the board. So we feel like the increased savings and the customer service that we've been getting from Fulton is worth it.
$175 a piece. Does that come from an account analysis we got showing what each check per check charge is, each deposit that we made, all those fees that banks charge for the transaction you do with them?
Yeah, you'll see one, I guess it's page 3 of that attachment, all the different fees that they have attached with. The ACH debit credits and things of that sort. That is not that 175 really is only for the general fund checking. You're not seeing any fees at all from the general fund money market or the capital reserve money market. And it's largely based on how many checks versus how many ACH transactions we have, which does vary a little bit.
It looks here like they based it on June.
Yes, they did.
That includes the bill pay service that we currently have, right? That's where we're at. Farther out. So for Fulton, we're paying for HCS debit credit or check. But are we doing the Fulton? Does Traditions charge us for?
No, we're not going. Currently, we're not paying any fees. But if you look at what rate we're getting in our accounts, it's a significant difference between what Fulton's proposing and what Traditions we're currently getting through Traditions.
So it's a net of $2,550 if you take out the check fee and the Bitcoin.
That's my understanding. I apologize if we said leave, but this is her research here, by and large.
I would assume these rates, like all the talk is tomorrow, the Fed's going to lower their rate. I would assume these rates would also drop along with that.
Yeah, the only thing we really tried to get across with all of them is whether or not it was an introductory rate,
right?
You know, both Fulton and Univest had indicated that it was not an introductory rate.
Well, proof might be if they'd be willing to share is Manchester's account. They'd see if those are the rates they're getting. So if they'd be willing to share that.
We don't know what they would, but honestly, I think at least there's finance officers from the municipality. Lisa from Yashwood, regional public, and so those girls already, there's not all girls, there's the men and the women. They're representatives of this, and I'm sure that the followers we came up with, which banks.
Okay.
You have to remember that Manchester Township's budget is a lot larger than it. So I honestly don't know that we do. I know that we actually used in the budget that we were at the workshop today.
So are you looking for us to change the proof in the basketball?
That was the idea.
Yeah. Do you staff know what they're in for when it comes to Trinity United? They've been
through that. Yeah, we've been through that at least one other time.
He's real excited about that.
She offered to make up the difference in the fee that we wouldn't have to do it.
That's well aware of one. My understanding is that a lot of the stuff, a lot of the headaches we've had in the past, like signature cards and things of that nature, they've happened in the past.
That's a significant interest rate difference that the loan has over. So I didn't realize it was that low. But yeah, that's pretty low. Has everybody put in more information, or does anyone want to make a motion to respond to the request?
I'll make a motion to approve changing bank providers from Richards Bank currently to Fortune.com for our general fund checking, general fund money market, and capital reserve money market accounts.
I'll second that.
Motion second. Further discussion? Right, see, now we'll take the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, discuss the group EMA in the packet.
It was handed out for our meeting. Okay. Just until the solicitor gets back. This, we had sat down and tried to put together a document that would satisfy the commission members. Yep. That could then be presented to Tonawanda Township. If you remember, a couple months ago, they approached us about being their emergency management agency. Since we are regional, they did agree that any costs associated with preparation of this agreement, they would cover. And it's really pretty generic, just saying that they agree to kind of abide by our determination. As Chief Maslin's coordinator, they agree to abide by determination of our emergency operations plan, which is board has already approved our designation of the emergency operations center, and that both specific things regarding training and how we do things, and we've also made sure that there's some comments in there that any expenses that we have had occurred for the performance of our duties concerning Conwell Township will be reimbursed. I don't know if Laura has had anything to that or not. Basically, you put this down.
We came up with this a couple weeks ago, and we requested this.
Correct.
You asked us before engaging that they had asked that question.
So this goes into effect on the sign of the agreement.
My thought was, if it's approved tonight, or since you guys just got it tonight, it gets tabled to next month, as long as I can let them know. But once you've approved document would first be to send it to the Conawang County, make sure that they would satisfy with the document before.
They have to put it on their agenda to
approve. I'm sure they would, but my thought was get them to take action on, once you approve the document itself, get them to take action on it before we brought it back to this committee to take action. Specific to Conawang.
Anybody have questions on this, or do you want time to look at it before we?
I guess Brenda already said that. Who actually needs the? You have someone in mind to do this, I suppose.
Yeah, that would Lieutenant Chief Maslin is our emergency management coordinator. He would, with this agreement, he would be recognized as we would be the agency, but he would specifically be the emergency management coordinator for Colorado.
So I assume. You determine he has the capacity
to schedule
and handle this. And then, of course, I'm always interested in how what we're going to get paid. It seems kind of, you know, you just say actual expenses. How do you measure actual expenses? And
pretty much just any
expenses. By an hour? Like so much per hour? Or how is that going to work?
No. I mean, we can. But once we have the emergency operations plan revised to include them in our emergency operations plan, there's not a lot involved until there's an event or a training, in which case all that goes into our record system. We'd be able to pull that out and be able to build it accordingly based on time put in or any other expense. If we had training and we walk donuts for everybody, you know, we still pass on anything associated with Conawang Township. We would track and we would pass on, but not. We would any significant
actual expenses.
There was a significant investment of time by any member of our staff, not just Joe, but anybody of our staff. They would get billed accordingly.
I'm get with Walt to see how you bill for amendment.
That's probably the best way to do it. That one, sit the bucket.
What's your hourly rate? Can you get to it?
Not 60.
Go with that. I'm still doing that. I like that. Okay, so. I mean, if that's the thing, right? Okay, so someone who has a niche.
I don't really expect, unless there would be something major, storm or something like that. We feel pretty comfortable from the discussions that we've had with them so far that, you know, most issues they still plan on handling with their own employees, their own staff. But this is they've kind of looked in this direction by county emergency management. So I don't see this being a big investment of time or resources for us.
I guess my last question is how does this commission get comfortable that there's a mechanism in place to track and make sure we do bill them for time and material? So you decide to retire and everybody forgets about this agreement, Bryce, and then all of a sudden nobody's billing. How do we get comfortable there's a mechanism in place to capture the costs? And you don't have to answer that tonight, but that's just kind of a concern of mine that sometimes these things, after a while, the person who put it in place is around, and they fall through the cracks, and nobody's not here. It's forgotten about it, and nobody.
Yeah. I have two things along those lines. One is, should we be looking at this agreement in the context of being able to provide this kind of services to other municipalities.
So to point.
Yeah. Which there's nothing. So, and the second thing is, at least in my world, I think George is billing for actual expenses. I've been in that business, and that's not the easiest thing in the world.
probably will not, I don't know, my guess is it wouldn't fit well in your culture, having people doing timesheets and keeping track of expenses. Yeah. The one thing that I've done personally that I thought was much more successful was to provide some sort of an annual fee somewhere so that you know you've done actually a lot of money, and then maybe out-of-pocket expenses being set.
But I actually like that.
Yeah.
So we do that with like animal control services where we, if our ladies get $10 or $100, we pay that much in that if they go over a certain line.
Well, what you said makes a lot of sense. We could rewrite this contract to say whatever the annual fee would be, you know, that would cover whatever the anticipated time would be so that he doesn't have to account for everything, you know, week by week or month by month, you know, and it would provide a way of handling the accountability without requiring a change in culture, and then have a provision.
Well, we still bill them for the down.
And then have a provision that additional
is
billed at $60 an hour if there's an emergency event that requires more than X hours.
I agree with what you're saying. You do a very good job accounting for our activities in our revenue management system. But I do agree that, you know.
I think in other words, there's also, they're getting a benefit.
Right.
So it's we have a standing army,
right,
so to speak. Yeah. And that's a benefit just by a higher level line and everything. And it's the expertise and everything that the offer brings. So, you know,
you don't want to discuss this and try to come up with, you know, an expectation of time that we could put a dollar figure to that I can get back to you all, and we
can. Yeah, and this we do is say, like, either a monthly fee or an annual fee or whatever you want to do it, depending, you know, it's relatively small, but, you know, you want to make it annual, otherwise monthly, but, and then after that, put in a provision that says that, you know, if there is an emergency event that requires a significant investment of time, that will be billed separately as an event-based. And they may be insured for something like that. You know, who knows?
Yeah. And, you know, our thought was from a bond or command control issue, when it was a true emergency, it's pretty unlikely that, like, a weather event or something like that is going to isolate Conewaga Township, any of our contiguous townships, from what we're experiencing too. So
we can still bill them for everything.
Yeah. Well,
even if it's a traffic incident,
we have to start checking finish.
It's right in the budget.
So,
if they feed a certain amount, it would be billable. These other things we can bill.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. I'm thinking just an annual fee, and then and anything out of pocket over above that. So the annual fee would cover the quote unquote hourly commitment, and then anything. I hate to use the analogy, give them the donuts or office supplies or anything like that. Those are the out of pocket. Is that what
you're saying? Yeah. Okay. This conversation is getting a little confused with the scope of services. We weren't going to just develop an emergency plan for them. But I think what I'm hearing say is we could actually be sending paid personnel to respond to incidents.
Paid personnel would be command staff, not because in our emergency operation, Keith Madlin is the emergency management coordinator. The members of the command staff are the deputy coordinators. So
once draft was in place, our involvement in it sounds like very minimal.
I believe so.
That's not the thing.
Yes, yeah. So, okay.
So we're going to have you come back with a proposal for the
that's the wishes, yes, sir.
Okay, we don't need to make a motion to table it.
Okay.
Come back to that. Discuss and approve next item, mutual aid agreement.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Since the commissioners are just seeing this tonight for the first time, and this has been a work in progress, could we give the board members for next month to review this and bring back any thoughts or suggestions?
Good idea.
Okay. Can we get to the table this? Let's come to the next meeting where we have the next month. Okay, new business. Looking to acknowledge the 2026 municipal minimum municipal obligation calculation sheet for Yalper / Manchester Township Retirement.
Yeah, that was attached to 4A in your packet and
well, Z too?
It's 12A option B. Is what was voted on this evening in the and that's just for the DB plan, and then the other MMO sheets are included there. But for the MRS
plan. Yapper F4, which is a plan number through PLMS. F1 is Manchester's and F2 is the cash balance. Manchester firefighters have two. They have fine benefit and all the new ones have a certain date on cash balance. And you have two. There's the other two that just say Yapper on once the Portland's defined benefit that we have to pick an option for at the second of spring.
Does someone clarify the motion to pick the...
I'll make a motion to adopt the 4MFOs, the Yapper defined benefit, option B, that the right one, option B, 6%, and the Yapper... the Mr. Township plans N1 and N2, N1 and N2, which are the defined benefit, and N2 is the cash balance.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that's all there. CD plan.
Okay, we have a motion.
All the plans and
we do this every year.
Really, you missed the vision point. This is just acknowledging that not only
that we see, and this is the
you have to.
So I thought we approved at the last meeting. I wasn't. I can see all these other reforms here.
So what you're really doing here is you're deciding the rate, which we do separately from the MMO.
So we're just saying which one of those, because she did three different ones, depending which rate was accepted at the
meeting. So it's called, I think you may have missed that. Okay, so just acknowledging the sort of acknowledging.
Yeah.
Motion to acknowledge.
We already have a motion. Second. Any further discussion? No. Seeing none, we'll take the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next item, discuss approved GCU participant agreement.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to just tee this up to explain how we got to where we're at, and I'll let you.
That's fine.
The department was contacted a month and a half, 2 months ago from Grand Canyon University. They wanted to come out, speak to our employees about what they could offer them in the way of higher education, discounts, and so on and so forth. In the process, I was asked if the department would be interested in having a partnership agreement. We already have a longstanding partnership agreement with Columbia State University, as well as Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania. We just provide discounts for books, tuition, whatever, for any of the employees that want to continue their education. So when they sent me this agreement to look over, I sent it to, as I've done a bunch of times, I've always sent these agreements to the solicitor to have a look at. And Solicitor Tilling took a look at some things and let him tee it up from there.
I wanted to call a couple things to your attention so you know what you're getting into with this particular agreement. First, it says the purpose of the agreement, and then it says that GCU is Arizona's premier private Christian university. So obviously one of the red flags that went up with me is, are we sponsoring a religious organization? Would that violate any constitutional provisions? I checked with the chief, and he said that this is one of several agreements they have with several educational institutions. So the law is that if the employees get students, an institution, and they have some that are not religious, that you can include a religious institution in the mix. The second thing that I wanted to call to your attention is the performance by participant provision. The offer is the participant, okay? And it says that the offer will allow GCU to create and market or create and provide marketing materials. So this is basically a marketing agreement in exchange for which anybody who signs up with GCU will get a 10% discount. Family member can get a 5%. So I wanted to let you know what that's the essence of this agreement. Okay. The other thing that I did is I researched the background of Grand Canyon University to see, wanted to see just how it expresses its religious affiliation and if there are any other issues associated with it. And just so you know, the Department of Education has categorized the university as a for-profit university, although the IRS and the accrediting agencies accredited as a nonprofit university. We all know that there are issues with for-profit universities charging students, running up loans and, you know, that type of thing that students then can't pay or whatever. So for the profit of the university. So I wanted to make you aware that there's that issue that overhangs this issue. Accumulated student debt with GCU students is $5.9 billion. And in 2008, so this is kind of historic, the federal government sued GCU in a matter that was settled for a violation of the Department of Education's incentive compensation ban. And in 2023, which is more recent, the Department of Education fined the company, meaning the university, $37 million for deceiving students about the cost of degrees. And in 2023, a second action by the Federal Trade Commission this time filed a lawsuit alleging that GCU deceived prospective students about the cost of the program and full-profit status. The FTC dropped that lawsuit, though, in 2025, last month. So not to say that you shouldn't do it or you should do it, but I just wanted you to know a little bit about the background of the university, because if someone were to raise an issue about, well, it's a religious institution and ask you about it from the press or something like that, or about one of these lawsuits, I wanted you to at least be aware of it.
before you took action on it tonight.
Are these, do the employees have a choice? Is it going to be marketed to them, or they have a choice to opt out or voluntarily?
This is an, all we have done in the past is establish that partnership agreement. Beyond that, we're hands off. You know, the only thing that, that we would possibly have to do in order for them to get their discount would be to verify that, that, that they're an employee, employee or volunteer with this.
But are they going to solicit employees to give them emails with their numbers, or the employees reach out to them if they're interested?
Employees reach out.
Okay, so here's an opportunity to contact this pool if you want to.
They would have a right to distribute materials, though, so they could put things on our bowls and
they could put things like that.
Yeah. Presumably, they would send emails to the employees.
We would not any of their work emails. If an employee was going to sign up for that, they, it would be up to them to provide the contact information, not us to give out contact information.
But
Right.
But the other instance in particular, we had two other ones. We had any problems with them? That are any reasons we need to add another?
The, like I said, we were approached by them.
They came to you, you didn't go.
Yeah, we didn't go to them.
Motion to deny.
Second. Again, motion. Second. Any further discussion?
We pushed discount to the other things a little bit.
It's been a long time. I think 10%. I think at this time, it's thousands of people.
We know the other ones. Yeah, yeah, don't know these people. They came to us. They've been involved in a whole bunch of litigation. Sketchy practice. I say,
okay, I'm sorry.
Discussion? Take the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Wait, what's the vote? Aye saying yes.
Thanks.
Thank you. There's an adjourned meeting.
Please take okay. And between the reporter and Zoom, Sue said that's all she needed. So
we're getting a discount.
I usually do as well.
Been doing it for 7 years. I count people in the room and look at the habit.
All right, so your motion adjourned. I thought I heard it.
So
yeah.
Second, all in favor? Aye. Be adjourned. Okay.